So remember, if you want to fail, it's real simple. Have no compelling reasons, or have very weak reasons for succeeding, some goals you look at once every 6 months. Second, make sure you have lots of limiting beliefs. And third, make sure that whatever you do, you don't manage your state. That what you do is just be in reaction all the time to whatever's happening in the environment and complain about the fact that the wind is not blowing in your direction. Listen, you and I can't control the weather, but we can control our sails. No pun intended. So have some fun. Manage your state. Create a morning ritual, a results ritual. QISP, USP, questions, swish pattern, physiology. And if you do that, you'll get more sales than most people ever dream of. In fact, if you think about how much money you've probably lost, how much money do you think you've lost in the last 3 years because you've not consistently managed your state? Think about it. The sales you didn't go for, the calls you didn't make because you didn't feel like it or you weren't in peak state or you put it off, the calls that you made but weren't 100% there, the closes you could have made if you were in a peak state. And think about this. How much money do you think you can make now if you make it an absolute necessity that you manage your state every single day? Become what I call one of the few who do versus the many who complain. That's my challenge to you. Because you know what? In life, every one of us needs to realize that our lives in the end is going to come down to one of two things. Either our life is going to be an example or it's going to be a warning. I'd like to be an example. I hope you do too. And the only way we can be an example is if we manage our states. So have some fun and play with it. And let's move on now to let's take the selling process. We've taken some time to get to it. But the reason is we got to take care of the foundation. First, you got to understand what selling is. That is really motivation. And then second of all, we got to find out what we had to get out of the customer. How do we have to turn them around? How are we going to motivate them to be able to do that? Thirdly, we had to understand how to sell ourselves, how to make sure our foundation is here. Now we're going to go to selling. Finally, you say, amazing. 10 steps to sales mastery. That's what's next. And before we do, make sure you do your exercise and design your questions.
Great job. Now, did you come up with a power move that puts you in state? Do you feel the difference when you do this? You know, several years ago, again, I learned a power move, and to this day, I still do it. And what I found out is it's almost automatic before I do something. You can't see me right now in the studio, but you can hear it. And it literally makes me feel excited. Sometimes it makes my hair tingle. And what's really great about it is you can do it anywhere, anytime. At this stage, I don't care who sees or notices. Sometimes I'll do it in private. But it's something that puts you in state. And what I want you to do is to, if you haven't got one, make sure you get one and practice it over and over again. You know, do something that might feel goofy. And sometimes it's just as simple as putting a big smile on your face and standing like you're the most glorious person in the world. Do it and then you'll feel it. Now, tomorrow morning, when you wake up, be sure that you do your power move. 3 times is great, but you know what? I do it like 10 and 15 times every morning. And then ask yourself some empowering questions. You know the ones. What are you grateful for? What are you happy about today? What are you excited about today? What's the best thing happening in your life? Now, it's one thing to have a standard for your life, but it's another thing to have your daily habits and rituals that will determine whether those standards are followed. And what I mean by that, said differently, talk is cheap. You can say what you're going to do. There have been times in the past where I said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I've even written stuff down, but I didn't follow through. It wasn't until I got up every single morning. And listen, your life is worth it to take 5-10 minutes to do that, to get yourself excited for the day, and to put yourself in the best possible position and state and thought pattern to get the things done that you want to. Now, we spent a great deal of time on these concepts, the physiology and the tools and the psychology of selling, because we wanted to create a great foundation for you. And this foundation will give you the emotional impact that you need. Now, in our next session, we're going to learn the 10 steps to increasing your sales. I'll see you then.